From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Fighting between al-Qaeda-linked militants and the Syrian government killed 73 people in a village near Aleppo early today. The battles reported by the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights allowed the militants to retake the village of Khan Tuman, 15 kilometers southwest of Aleppo, and several others near the strategic Damascus-Aleppo highway. The attack was carried out by a group which has refused recent efforts to de-escalate the crisis in Aleppo. Meantime, the United Nations is warning those responsible for such attacks, and specifically the bombing of a refugee village near Idlib on Thursday, will face justice.
Those responsible for yesterday's seemingly calculated attack against civilians in the camp in Idlib, which could constitute a war crime, must be held accountable.
Speaking there was UN spokesman Stefan Dujarric. Activists say 28 people were killed as two missiles struck the camp. Baghdad went on complete lockdown earlier today, fearing a repeat of last week's turmoil when protesters stormed the fortified International, or IZ, zone and broke into parliament, forcing lawmakers to flee for their lives. The government set up concrete barriers around the city, and foreign embassies inside the IZ had visibly increased security. Routes were severed from the planned demonstration site in Tahrir Square in the east to the IZ in the west. Razor wire, concrete barriers, and police blocked some Baghdad streets, but by late afternoon, the feared demonstrations had not materialized. U.S. military personnel are back on the ground in Yemen in an effort to help drive al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula from the port city of Mukalla. The Pentagon says a small group arrived in Yemen less than 2 weeks ago and is providing what is described as limited intelligence support, including airborne surveillance and reconnaissance. This is VOA News.